Well, good afternoon. Hopkins Junior High School Symphonic Band, welcome to the Music in the Parks Festival at the Yorba Linda Forum Theater. Today is Friday, May the 18th, the year 2018. My name is John Vorwald. I'm one of two judges assigned by Music in the Parks to evaluate performance here today. I'm replacing Neil Anderson, who would not be here today. I'm looking forward to your performance and hope my comments will be helpful to you. Have a great weekend. Okay, here we go. Right. Really nice sound here in the clarinets. That's that A, that throat tone has A and G tends to be sharp. Nice sound here in the flutes. Watch this perfect fourth interval. Yeah, good sound here, Clay. Really very sensitive playing. Good for you. Just be really very clear about those entrances in the second and third clarinet. One on B2 and B3. Really like the sonority you create and the textures you create. Really nice. That's what I heard in your chorale too. It's really wonderful sonorities. Good mature tone quality, good resonant sound here. Very clear about your intention of those eighth notes. Ta ya ta ta ti da. You've got to hear all those notes with clarity. A wonderful, rich sonority in the ensemble. Very nice. Did you hear that? Don't very often hear that from a middle school. But you certainly managed to do that. Yeah, good job. Wow. Good sense of pitch there. Watch the entrance though. That's flute entrance. Make sure you breathe together. Start the tone together. Memorize that note. Look up to the conductor because he's giving you very clear beats. So the entrance should not be an issue. Yeah, it really resonates quite well. I'm happy that you put a little more air through the instrument at the lower register because otherwise it would just disappear. That the melodic material, the moving line, is more important than the sustained notes, although it's both marked mezzo piano. You want to make sure these parts need to have a little bit more prominence. And don't shy away from the dissonances that create color and energy. Don't shy away from it. What's that? A natural? It's a little picky here, but sure, it's such a good group. We can afford to be picky. Good shape and contour to the crescendo decrescendo. I see attacks not always as clear as they should be. Beautiful tone there in the flutes. Dee-do. Dee-do, a little sharp on your C, okay, good, yeah, there's a little issue there, not really major, but, wow, very, very nice, very musical group, really impressive to hear you play with such sensitivity and such attention to detail. I'm really, really very happy that I'm here and listening to this. There's a couple of minor things here and there. Intonation is always going to be an issue, of course. It's going to be, all the way from Dinkle Elementary Band to, the symphony orchestra, the professional symphony, we're all still concerned about intonation. So continue to work on that. You're already doing really, really well in that area. I think that you're on a really very, very good level in terms of intonation for your development and for your grade level. Good for you. Just watch the attacks. Make sure you breathe together and start the tone together, okay? Make sure you memorize those instances where it's very exposed. We want to make sure you write that together. Good job. Okay, here we go with the Traveler's Tale, Peregrine. Percussion, a little bit heavy there, percussion. Ta 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 ta. Watch the clarity of the articulations. In relationship to the percussion, the ensemble sound, the horn, tenor, could be a little louder in relationship to the percussion volumes. Less drum there, bass drum, a little bit too heavy. Yeah, see if we can taper. Maybe if you start a little stronger at measure 53, then we have a chance to make that decrescendo to the mezzo forte just a little bit more pronounced, a little bit more clear. nice. That was a nice crescendo. Good job. Oh, pretty good pitch there. Oboe and flute, good for you. Make sure we move those notes together. Dee-dee-ta, dee-dee-ta. Better there? Good work here, very nice. Good clarity, I can hear all the parts with good tone, good style, and good articulations. Good for you. More dynamic contrast from the mezzo forte to the double forte. Make sure you can hear all the elements here, okay? A lot of things going on. You still need to be able to hear all the parts. Wonderful support here and tone from the low voices. Good for you. Support that air. Patati-ta-ta-ta-ti. Check it out. Ta-ta. What's the clarity there? Yeah. Wow.
Good.
Obviously, a more demanding piece of literature than the first one. But you really conquered that challenge.
And a big round of applause for director, Mr.
Really nice job. I really enjoyed your performance. Obviously, good teaching, good learning is going on in the classroom, and it's very obvious to me. And it just was a pleasure for me to hear you. Continue to work on developing your understanding of the music and understanding of how your part fits in the overall the dialogue, the conversation that's going on, okay? So most of the time you do, but there's some spots here where I think we could have a little bit more clarity of articulations and some a little bit more clarity of what the most important part is. For example, if you're looking at 111, there we have a lot of things going on, and all those elements are important, except perhaps for the long sustained notes that they could be, although it says double forte, you could still have those played a little softer if they can't hear the other parts. So that's a trade-off. But I want to make sure we can hear all the elements. But really good job. And you pay attention to dynamic contrast. Good for you. And you pay attention to detail. And it's obvious to me that this is a fine group. And I'm really pleased I was able to hear you today, and I hope my comments are helpful to you. Have a great rest of the weekend, and I'm sure you're going to Disneyland tomorrow, and so enjoy it, okay? Thank you so much.